Nearly 1 in 7 Allegheny County residents are food insecure, meaning they aren't always sure where their next meal will come from. It takes many organizations working in tandem to get them the help they need. As part of 90.5 WESA's Food Access Series in collaboration with Public Source, WESA's Megan Harris explores how nonprofits work together.
That should be plenty for that.
The menu items at Pittsburgh's Community Kitchen sound a little like what a person might expect from a fine dining experience.
Chicken and black bean salsa dish.
This is citrus coleslaw.
Braised peach chicken that's really tasty.
But those meals aren't for sale. The kitchen in Hazelwood provides about 2,000 lunches, breakfasts, and snacks a day for local schools, shelters, and treatment centers. The food is prepared using lots of produce salvaged by other hunger relief organizations.
You just never know what you're going to get every day, but that's the exciting part of it all.
Case manager Markia Lowry helps people going through Community Kitchen's culinary training program, which serves the chronically underemployed, by helping them develop the skills they need to find steady work. The kitchen is something of a middle ground in Pittsburgh's anti-hunger community, both serving and receiving donated food. And it can thrive this way because for almost 40 years, the city has been on the forefront of addressing food access.
Pittsburgh has a long history of recognizing the political implications and policy implications of hunger and poverty.
That's Ken Regal, the executive director of Just Harvest, an anti-hunger advocacy organization in the South Side. He looks back to 1980, when the steel mills were shutting down and the city was in an economic crisis. That was the year the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, later renamed the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, was founded as one of the first food banking operations in the world. And they aren't alone anymore. Dozens of dedicated relief groups are on the case. So many, in fact, Rochelle Jackson of the Women and Girls Foundation has a hard time keeping track.
Even with all the information I have and the knowledge of what kind of resources we have in the community, there are still resources out there that even I don't know about.
As a sector, Jackson says the hundreds of participants and partners now working to address food insecurity in Pittsburgh are among the city's best at communication and collaboration. Most weeks, some of them can be found filling up a few tables at the Pittsburgh Food Policy Council in the Lower Hill. The council recently got people talking.
We operate in a very collaborative nature.
Rebecca Bykoski with Sustainable Pittsburgh says she's borrowed tons of ideas from the council's collective mind. Sometimes that means cementing partnerships to pursue a one-off event or grant funding. Sometimes it's facilitating introductions.
It's very unlikely that I ever hear a no. You know, most things are usually a yes, whether it's businesses, whether it's other organizations, whether it's corporations.
That isn't all to their credit. Jackson again.
The issue of hunger is more representative of a more diverse group of folks in the community.
She says the feeling of hunger is identifiable and concrete. It can be easier to convince people to help, which is why advocates say Pittsburgh needs an ecosystem of organizations addressing poverty from all angles, from collecting a few soup cans for a neighborhood box drive to teaching urban gardeners how to advocate for their land. Just Harvest, Ken Regal.
All of those kinds of things contribute to the whole in the way that individual organizations are able. And I think as long as we collectively have that outward and forward-looking mindset, we're moving in the right direction.
Which isn't to say the battle is won. Even with all this help, organizations estimate charity still only reaches about 4% of local people in need, and the wish list is growing. Advocates say summer lunch programs for children could be better structured. The government's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program could be less restrictive, and it could be easier for Pennsylvania farmers to get their produce into local grocery stores. If you ask them, there's still a lot more work to do. I'm Megan Harris, 90.5 WESA News.